DW.
The mighty Mekong flows past Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Downstream, the river branches out into an impressive delta that goes all the way through southern Vietnam and ends in the South China Sea. The river is dotted with colorful fishing boats. But this river is in danger, and the problem lies beneath the water's surface. The average annual load of suspended sediment in the Mekong River has dropped dramatically in the past few years. These are the fine soil particles that are naturally transported via the river's current. Nguyen Ho Tien, a Vietnamese independent expert on the Mekong Delta's ecology at the University of Canto, has been doing research on this topic for over two decades.
The Mekong Delta has been built by the sediment transport process. During that process, accretion or deposition was always more than erosion. Only during the recent years, the erosion became very serious, and the delta's banks and the coast are retreating. And it's the first time in the history of the past 6,000 years. So I think in just a matter of centuries, the whole delta going to disappear.
As a result of this process, he says, the lower Mekong Basin has seen an increase in landslides. I've come to Mae Hai Dong, a village in the Vietnamese province of An Giang in the delta of the Mekong River. The road that leads here has been blocked since April 2016. 57-year-old Tho Thi Kim Hung recalls what happened.
I was washing vegetables in the river. The houses next to the water had cracked walls, and policemen were helping people evacuate their homes. Suddenly, I heard strange noises. A police officer shouted at me that I had to come out of the water. Seconds after I reached the riverbank, houses started to collapse into the water.
Amid the chaos, villagers managed to record the event on their mobile phones. Kim Hung says it all happened very fast.
In 5 minutes' time, 16 houses fell into the water right in front of my eyes.
Tran Van Bi owned one of those houses.
I wasn't at home when it happened. My wife called me on the phone. She told me I should come home as soon as possible. I arrived just in time to see the rooftop of my house sink into the river.
The ground suddenly collapsed into the river. It was unprecedented in the area.
I've been living here for a long time now, but I've never seen something like this. I think the sand mining causes these landslides.
Scientists agree that the sand mining is the main cause of these landslides, says Delta expert Nguyen Ho Tien.
The erosion landslide is mainly due to the deficit of the sediment budget. Sand mining deprives the sand from arriving downstream. And the most sand mining are in Cambodia and in Vietnam.
I traveled to Sa Ang, more than 100 kilometers upstream in neighboring Cambodia. It used to be a quiet place along the Tonle Basak, a tributary of the Mekong River. But a few years ago, a sand mining company started digging here. Liu Li Hut lives next to the dredging site.
The engines never stop. They don't even take a lunch break. The constant noise gives me headaches and a faster heart rate.
Here as well, parts of the riverbank have collapsed into the water. Sok Chang, another local resident, says half of his house already slid away.
My bathroom and toilet just fell into the water. It is actually not safe to stand here, as more parts of the house could collapse, especially when the rainy season comes.
But Sok Chang is trapped here.
I took a loan from the bank to buy this house. They only started dredging after I'd moved in.
The dredged sand is being used to fill up a drained lake at the site of a nearby luxurious apartment construction project. Environmental organizations are critical of the development. Meng Heng of the NGO Mother Nature claims there is corruption involved.
The official documents about the amount of sand are being forged. There is much more sand being dredged than officially permitted. According to a 2010 report by the NGO Global Witness, some 700,000 tons of sand have been dredged without permission.
Just after the report was released, the Cambodian government dismissed the claims as rubbish, stating the allegations were malicious. Sediment in the river is also being held back by the several dams that have been built on the Mekong. According to Global Witness, the structures can disrupt entire ecosystems. Further north in Cambodia's Tung Chang province, I visit the village of Kbal Romea, or at least what is left of it. A Chinese company recently invested in a dam that was built on the Seisan, another tributary of the Mekong. Now this village is slowly flooding. You can see the houses here are only just above the water. Vibol, one of the villagers, shows me around.
This is where I used to play as a child. Now it's just a flooded and empty area.
This territory is actually forbidden, especially for journalists. The government sees this area as a lake and has ordered the residents here to leave. But these people don't want to go.
Do you see the inscriptions on the houses? No LS2 dam. No Lower Sizan 2 dam.
People here are very attached to their houses, says Srang Lang, another local.
I won't go anywhere. All our ancestors have been buried here. We still pray to them. If I would leave, it would be a disgrace to them. I'll stay in this house till I die.
I am taken on a trip through a flooded forest. I see small sheds barely above the water, but then I realize this place is the cemetery. Song La shows me around.
Here we can still see the rooftops of our ancestors' graves. Further away, the cemetery is completely flooded.
The villagers are performing an old ritual next to a flooded shed. The late ancestors are being informed about what's going on. They are also being told about my presence. But how long can they continue living like this? The water is rising. They can't grow food and the fish are no longer edible, explains resident Samrong Nian.
Since the dam has been built, there is too much oil in the fish. We can't eat them anymore, otherwise we would get sick.
The dams here are having a devastating impact on the life of the fish in the river, explains environmental activist Meng Heng.
People along the river live from seasonal fishing. They catch the especially big fish. These fish tend to migrate for breeding, but the dams block their migration routes, so those fish will become extinct.
A total of 11 of these hydroelectric power stations are scheduled to be built on the Mekong in China, Laos and Cambodia in the next few years, explains Mekong Delta expert Nuong Hu Tien.
20 years ago, everybody thought that hydropower is a clean source of renewable energy. Only about until 10 years ago, people started to learn about hydropower impact. So it's understandable that that the public and the government, are slow to learn until they see something real and learn the hard way. Ironically, the Delta is one of the most fertile areas in the world.
I am back in the Delta in Vietnam, where my journey started. Duon Cong Tho has been a fisherman in the Mekong Delta in Can Tho for over 40 years.
My father was a fisherman too. I learned everything from him. But when I started to fish back in 1976, the fish population was different than today. Some species became extinct.
Kong To invites me for dinner, he serves lingfish.
This is a species that lives in Cambodia, but comes all the way to Vietnam to breed. So you have to be aware of when and how to catch it.
As we eat, he tells me an old saying.
Living on a mountain, you know when birds sing. Living on a river, you know how fish talk.
The question is if the fish, with all these changes taking place along the Mekong River, will keep on talking the same language. Environmental activist Meng Heng from Mother Nature is concerned about the future of the Mekong Delta.
It is difficult to know what the future will bring, but my concern is that a lot of people live along the Mekong River, and now we see that fish and tree species are disappearing. With these changes, the lives of the people will also change dramatically.
Chris Janssens, DW, in the Mekong River Delta.
DW,